A nigga from Los Angeles writes to Boss Mac. He says, Boss Mac, I just recently dismissed a bitch for being faulty and disrespectful. This bitch was fun at first, but a bitch was insecure to the max and needed way too fucking much attention. So I let the bitch down easy and sent her on her way. And of course the bitch seemed cool at first, but then the bitch fell apart. The bitch came through. The bitch came through the other night and kicked a dent into my Dodge Charger and bust out a window. A nigga had to pay a $500 deductible. Boss Mac, I'm hot. I want to do something to this bitch. How should a nigga proceed? All right. You know, when you dealing with a lot of bitches, when you fucking with a lot of bitches, man, you fucking with a lot of volatility, a lot of emotion, man, and especially if you're shining, you're balling, you're doing good, you got nice vehicle, nice clothes, you're looking good, man, and you dismiss a bitch. Man, I always advise niggas in using tact when you want to dismiss a bitch, man. I mean, you got to use a lot of tact when you want to dismiss a bitch, man. Sometimes, I'm a philosopher of making a bitch fire you. You make a bitch fire you, and you accept it, and then, like, maybe about 2-3 weeks later, a bitch will realize, like, oh my God, this nigga tricked me into firing myself. What the fuck? You feel me? But when you come down hard, like, niggas gotta use tact, man. When you come down hard on a bitch, like, bitch, we done, or, you know, you fire, you sit a bitch down, you're like, look, we done, bitch. We, you know. It opened up another dimension of pain and suffering for a bitch a lot of times, especially when you unfazed by the action, like, you just dismiss a bitch. You gotta use tag. You think about this bitch, man. You could die out here, man. Like, these bitches are kiss bitches that will kill you, my nigga. Not just ruin your car. A bitch will fucking try to kill you, bro. You feel me? So, charge it to the game, my nigga. That $500, just go on and get your car fixed. Just, you know, hopefully a bitch is satisfied. If the bitch do something, you know what? I would do a police report, man. Fuck it, man. I know that sound soft, man. Niggas might disagree with that. Do a police report. Say, hey, I believe it's this bitch, but I ain't telling on her. And just in case something else happened, man, I want it on record that this bitch done already fucked up my shit. Just in case a bitch come back. Get a restraining order on that bitch or something, man. And just, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to, I mean, I understand niggas could administer some gangster shit. But you don't want to go to jail behind no shit, man. Be careful with a bitch. Volatility. Niggas need to use tact, man. Banquet!
First of all, let me tell you, something similar is kind of going on with me right now. I feel like, not to that extreme.
Nah.
But hear me out. Same type of breed, okay? Same type of breed. And she's not as crazy as you just described me.
Well, we talking about damaged property right
here,
homie.
That's what I'm saying. This gets him way before. The first moment you see that type of personality, you gotta know. You're fucking with fire.
See, a lot of motherfuckers get caught up with the pussy, though, man. Like, a lot of sucking and fucking happening. And you get kind of distracted, and then you realize a bitch is crazy. And then you're like, oh, my man, I got to get rid of this bitch. But you feel me?
Yeah, but anyone, you know, it's like manhood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. It's like, okay, look, you grew up learning skills of life to get by, right? Most productively and, you know, grow. Same goes with your games. You gotta learn, like, I'm sure you dealt with certain things. Hopefully you just experienced different people in your life to realize certain things and certain signs. Okay,
now where are you going with this?
You fucked up by fucking with her in the first place. That's all I'm trying to say.
Hey! Live and learn!
I'm sorry.
Game, bro. I'm sorry about your charger. All right! Our next nigga in the motherfucking news now. A nigga from Dallas, Texas writes to Ball Smack. He says, Ball Smack, I just recently found out one of my bitches is fucking with Crystal Heavy. And I was completely oblivious to this shit. I feel like a sucker. The cool part of the game is I found out this shit in the fucking street. I love this bitch, but I feel like I'm over my fucking head with this bullshit. Any insight, Ball Smack? Man. You know what?